This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
It's a beautiful day here in Queens County, and I'm happy to welcome you all to the official grand opening of the Steele Athletic Grounds.
The South Shore's first turf field and rubberized track officially opened in Liverpool on Wednesday with a new name and lots of community enthusiasm. The $3.5 million facility at Liverpool Regional High School will be called the Steele Athletic Grounds after a $100,000 donation from Steele Auto Group. Hundreds of people, including Olympian Sarah Mitten, Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston, Queens MLA Kim Masland, and Region of Queens Mayor Scott Christian, turned out for the ribbon cutting. Christopher Snarby is president of the Queens County Track Society, which spearheaded the project that began in 2018.
It will be a place where both youth and adults can train and dream, where teams can compete, and where a community can come together to celebrate the sport and achievement. Today's grand opening is more than just a ribbon cutting. It's the start of a new chapter for recreation, health, and community pride in Queens County and across the South Shore.
Snarby thanked the many people and organizations in the community that made the track and field a reality. The federal government contributed $1.8 million, the province gave $1.2 million, and the Region of Queens granted $250,000, with local donors and sponsors chipping in another $250,000. Snarby said after the event that thanks to the 10-year agreement with Steele Auto Group, the society has about $1,000 left over to put toward future improvements like seating and security cameras.
Most people are bringing their own chairs and stuff, but we would like to have some seating. That's probably the next thing. The other thing are security cameras. That's probably the top priority. We need to get security cameras up, and we're putting things in place to get that done.
In addition to the all-weather track and soccer field, the fully lighted facility also features an area for the long and triple jumps, and a new shot put circle and area have been installed next to the high school. The complex is open to everybody in the community.
It's getting a lot of use. The soccer kids are loving the field. Track doesn't start until the spring, so the track hasn't had like a lot of training, but the cross-country team does use it to train as well. And just the general public using it for walking and for doing, you know, whatever they want to do to have some recreation.
Maslin said she was overwhelmed to see the facility completed and open.
To actually stand on this field today, to see the kids out there really enjoying it, just an amazing day for me. It's been something that's been very close to my heart since becoming elected 2017. Glad I could be part of the project and work with such amazing, dedicated folks on the society. This is a game changer for our athletes, for our community, and for our students.
Mitten is a champion shot putter who was a high school student in Liverpool more than 10 years ago. She said the state-of-the-art facility will help young athletes excel. Before it opened, local track and field athletes had to leave the community to train or use the bus loop around the school.
This is like such an incredible thing for the kids that go to school in this area, and anyone in the community who can use this, whether it's for just like a healthy, active lifestyle. A project like this can really like change the lives of many people in the community. I learned a lot not having a facility like this, but I think like this would have eliminated a lot of barriers for me. Like, I mean, I drove to and from Bridgewater 3 or 4 times a week as a kid once I started joining a club, and to have something like this here, like, I think it would have been a lot easier and maybe my progress could have been a little bit faster. But to have something like this, like, where the kids can, like, if you're interested in throwing shot, but you can just come up and do it whenever you want, like in the evenings, I think it just opens the door for like kids to have the same opportunities other athletes and kids have in like other communities and on the South Shore around Nova Scotia.
The facility is operated by the Queens County Track Society and maintained by the South Shore Regional Center for Education. The society is selling annual memberships of $25, which entitle people to use the track whenever it's available. More information can be found on the Liverpool Community Track and Field Facebook page. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.